With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The bachelorette party,
yep.
Which I love. The ladies, they board a party bus. Mm-hmm. Very strange. They're doing this the night before the wedding.
Why? I would want to look.
Oh my God.
Like hungover the day of my wedding. I just want to sit in bed and eat a grilled cheese sandwich.
The day of your wedding morning.
The day after being hungover. As hungover as
oh,
I know
the day
they
after
were.
Your
wedding.
You yes. Know? I don't want to have to get up and go somewhere literally to my wedding. So that's a, or just feel any type of potential sickness.
Yeah, like no.
Hungover, groggy, like groggy.
As peace as possible, yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, anyways, day before their bachelorette party, or before their wedding, all the ladies board a party bus, they're doing shots, they have this policeman, stripper, you know, twerking
mess.
On everybody on the bus. They were really getting it in. Then we cut over to the bachelor party, which was not lit at all.
So all the lights were on. There was a cheese plate. That shit was whack.
Oh, God. Yeah. It looked like you must be hungry at that. Yeah, cheese and crackers. Ain't no food.
That charcuterie.
What is the greasy wings and shit? Charcuterie boards. The fuck? So they're having some little gathering at an art gallery.
Yeah.
It looked very nice and classy and for no
stupid.
Reason. I don't understand
yeah,
this.
I don't know why they did this.
For a bachelor nice. Party. But sure. I mean, they were drinking. They had like little gambling tables and stuff. But
do you know how mad I would be if I was a man in Atlanta and that was my bachelor party?
And I did not go to Magic City and have a table set up.
The Olympics that are in the strip clubs in Atlanta, and I'm sitting here with a charcuterie board and Damien? Oh
no. I'm gonna see some big
booty
bitches flying out the ceiling, doing splits. You know, they do a split up top and then they drop
then
all the way down.
Yes.
Girls on top of girl, like standing with surfboard shit. Like, that's what I want to see. Maybe on my bachelorette party, but damn, Dylan is a bachelor. Shit. That sucks. This bachelor party was whack.
Yeah. This is
you're right whack. In Atlanta of all places.
Yeah, I would be so mad. Atlanta,
no
Houston,
asses.
And Miami. Nah, we're going to the strip club.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're gambling and. Doing shots, I guess. back at the bachelorette party, Amber is Litty. She in her confessional, crying, drunk. I'm marrying my best friend. I'm so unlucky. Just full of love and bourbon. And then they arrive at the club. All their friends are there, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren was like, you know, with her friends and. She's talking about, you know, if they're doing a honeymoon or whatever. And she's like, you know, we'll go somewhere eventually if I get married. Her friend's looking at her like she's
girl,
still with everybody being very coy.
Oh, my God.
Very coy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kelly, her friends aired her out.
Why wasn't Kelly's friend in the pods?
I don't know. Kelly needed her friends about this whole process because her friend really reminded her about herself tonight. But too little too late.
Yeah.
Her friend flat out was like, you know, Kelly, she has a bad, saying this to Kelly's face. It's not a confessional. This is to Kelly's face. talk about her like she's not there. She's talking to her other friend like she has a bad picker.
Yeah.
And just looks at you. You fall in love with people's looks and then their personality. Ooh. We've had to get you out of many bad situations. Like, just lay Kelly's whole ass out to dry.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, for me, that was a huge red flag and a what the fuck moment for me. Like,
absolutely.
Wait, what?
Because
Kelly's like this shallow?
Yeah.
It's not
because she hasn't painted herself to be that way.
No, I was not thinking she was that girl who was just like going after like these big beefy, like, you know, good looking dudes but doesn't give a shit about personality.
But I guess also in her industry too, she probably meets a lot of those guys.
Probably, yeah, the fitness industry. But yeah, we learn all of that about that, and then Kelly's in her confessional saying, you know, Kenny is an attractive guy, but how he looks is not my typical type. I usually go for brunettes. I just personally am not as attracted physically to him. I love Kenny, but he gives me that best friend vibe.
That's so rude. I can't believe she did that.
Rude. And it is episode 9. Why are we just getting this intel?
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.